All right, we're back. This is Frank Maloney with Jim Hobgood, and now we're going to go to the Olympic Sports Report with our good friend Chris Sill.
All right, guys. All right, so off the top, this isn't Olympic sports news, but it is a little different. So BJ Stith, the son of Bryant Stith, also UVA recruit, is expected to attend at Oak Hill Academy his senior season. So next year, leaving Brunswick, going to Oak Hill.
And his dad. Hello, Bryant.
Correct, yeah. Is looking at going to
ODU.
Old Dominion.
Yeah, he wants to join Jeff Jones' staff. So that could happen pretty fast.
Yeah, nothing had been decided yet, but he was just had a final interview. All right. Also, Virginia standout Will Bates from the soccer team signed with the Seattle Sounders in the MLS. He was the fifth overall selection in the draft this year. So pretty exciting news to have another UVA pro out in Seattle. It's becoming a lot of people nowadays. All right, baseball. Nick Howard went a career-best 5-for-5 and drove in 3 runs to lift UVA over Richmond on Tuesday night in a 6-2 win. The score update right now, UVA is playing JMU, and they are up 5-2 in the bottom of the second. That game started at 6 o'clock. And, of course, over the weekend, UVA swept number 5 in the country, FSU, for the first time ever, and moved us back from number 7 in the country to number 5 in the country. Men's tennis, number 1, Virginia, completes their 7th straight unbeaten ACC season, beating Miami 6-1. And we, of course, got the number 1 seed going into the ACC tournament.
Which is when?
It is this weekend. All right, so women's tennis. Virginia's Julia Elbaba was named the Atlantic Coast Conference Women's Tennis Freshman of the Year, and the women's team earned a number 3 seed in the tournament, which is also this weekend.
Which is, I think, a new high. I believe that's the best Virginia has been seeded going into the tournament in a long time, if ever.
It's a great seed, good position going into the tournament for sure. In women's lacrosse, Virginia attacker Dana Boyle, defender Megan Dunleavy, midfielder Courtney Swan were all named to the 20-member All-ACC Women's Lacrosse team. And for the men, Mark Cockerton, Scott McWilliams, Nick O'Reilly were named to the Men's Lacrosse All-ACC squad, which was announced earlier today.
And this Friday, Virginia plays Maryland at 5 o'clock. It's on ESPNU. Virginia must defeat Maryland down there at Keenan Stadium to then advance to the finals, which would be played Sunday afternoon at 1 o'clock.
Yeah, it's a position that Virginia lacrosse hasn't been in a long time.
If ever.
We're going to talk a little bit about another bonus show coming up in May. Before I do that, Frank, let me ask you, the Virginia spring too deep came out for football. Any surprises from your perspective?
I think the big surprise was the fact that the center was one of the highlighted adjustments, if you will. His name is like Mateo, redshirt freshman, and he's put on some weight.
Walk-on, too.
Yeah, and recruited walk-on. And they've moved Luke Bowanko, who played center this year, right guard the year before. They've moved Bowanko to left guard. So really what they're doing is they're strengthening the left side of the line. Morgan Moses was moved from right tackle to left tackle. So they're putting some real horsepower on the left side. Sean Cascarano is a senior, will play right tackle. And it looks like the battle at quarterback continues. We're hoping that Connor Davis gets healthy quickly and has a good summer so that he can move back in and start at right guard. He's
that
from Deep Run.
Connor Davis, Deep Run. Does Watford have the lead in the clubhouse at this stage?
I don't think so. I think Watford and Grayson Lambert, David Watford and Lambert, are battling it out. I think it's tooth and nail. I think Sims is definitely in third.
They're all first teamers on the report, right?
Right, on the depth chart.
But right. Sims is still listed third. So right. No matter how you do it.
The third first team co-starter.
Yeah, he's definitely third. I wouldn't want to be third. Now, clearly summer football, summer practices are going to be huge this year. It's the strongest schedule that I can ever recall, even though we have 8 home games.
All right, real quick, May 15th show.
Looks like we're going to go for a May 15th wrap to season 4. And stay tuned. It's a Wednesday night. It'll be a 6 o'clock show.
Look for an interview with Danny Holtzman, hopefully. Try and line that up. He might be up in the big league soon.
Well, the word is he's going to be called up by Seattle. We got 10 seconds. Go Wahoos. Tennis, baseball, lacrosse. Gotta go.
Thanks for listening.
Go Hoos.
You've been listening to Who's Talking on Richmond Sports Radio 910. Who's Talking is brought to you by Ortho Virginia, Moore's Volvo, LeClaire Ryan, the Virginia Athletics Foundation, CapTech Consulting, TheSaber.com, Hildrup Moving and Storage, Kelleher Heating and Air, Richmond Allergy and Asthma Associates, Zacharias Ganey Health Institute, and La Mer Restaurant. Get the podcast of this show at sportsradio910.com.